Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to episode 874 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Chapin, but before we get to his question, I just want to quickly thank today's sponsor, Design Crowd. So if you're stuck for ideas on how to develop your logo, website, or business cards, connect with creative minds from around the world with Design Crowd. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics with over 500,000 designers worldwide working there for you. Whether you're a dentist, an accountant, photographer, DJ, get the perfect custom design every time or your money back. So all you have to do is go to designcrowd.com/askpat and you can get $100 off your next design, plus a guide on how to crowdsource great logos and other graphics. So again, one more time, designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Chapin.
Hey, Pat, Merry Christmas. I hope you're enjoying Australia. I have two questions. My name is Chapin Kruder, and I have a website called Surf Pro Techniques where I do online surf instruction. And then I also have a podcast on iTunes called Misfits and Rejects about lifestyle design. My first question is about the podcast, and you are always referencing back to past episodes, and you do it very effortlessly. And I was wondering if you just had a photographic memory or somehow you're editing that in to make it seamless, because I have trouble remembering the exact episode I'm trying to reference during my conversations. And in reference to my online surf consulting, how do I deal with the haters? I have a YouTube channel that sometimes I get non-constructive criticism, just people kind of just hating on my videos. And I don't know, since I do try to address everyone's questions, if I should even respond to those. Thanks, man. I'm the guy who's always offering you free surf lessons. So anytime you want them, I'm in California. Let me know. For your family also. Much love, brother. Take care.
Hey, Chapin, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. When it goes back to referencing earlier episodes, it's getting harder and harder now that there are a lot more episodes, of course, but I can still go back and actually be pretty accurate with who was on which episode or what episodes were what topic, and I know them by the number. And I was actually doing a little bit of research on this because you're not the first person to ask. And actually, what the idea is, just when you are so involved with the creation of something or you're so enveloped into what it is that you're doing like this, you can't help but remember certain ones. Plus, certain ones are brought up over and over and over again, and those ones are very easy to recall. It's similar to my buddy who was a poker player, my roommate in college. Actually, he still is a poker player. I often have conversations with him about certain tournaments that he's had or has won or lost, and he can recall specific hands and all the cards that everybody at the table had, and just like what was on the river, what was on the flop, all this stuff, who had how many chips and all these things. And it just blows my mind that he could remember all those little details. But, you know, when he's right there in the middle of it and actually, you know, playing like that, you can't help but not know, especially when it's really your life. So so that's that. In terms of the haters on your YouTube channel, I mean, Chapin, just know that YouTube, more than most other platforms, are going to be notorious for having those haters come on. It's very easy to hide behind a username and comment and not worry about anything bad happening after that. So what I would do if I was you is just focus your attention on those who are contributing to the channel and to the community. And to those who are just haters, like, don't even give them any time. Don't reply if they're being incredibly disrespectful. I mean, guess what? It's your channel. You can block them. You can remove their comments if you'd like. It's totally up to you. And there's no shame in doing that. I've done that several times on all the platforms that I've had because it's my home. Get out if you're not going to be nice to me. So, yeah, spend all your time focusing on those who are there to support you, not those who are trying to bring you down. And again, lastly, just want to thank you for the surf lessons. Not quite time for me to redeem those yet, but I appreciate it, and I will keep that offer in mind. Thank you, Chapin. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote today to finish off by Wendell Phillips. And that is, "What is defeat? Nothing but education. Nothing but the first step towards something better." Awesome. Thanks so much. And if you haven't done so yet, head on over to smartfromscratch.com. Sign up for the waitlist because starting June 5th, you'll be able to take that next step towards something better and get involved with my course, my community, who's going to be there to help you validate your next business idea and get moving in the right direction. Again, that's smartfromscratch.com. Cheers. Thanks so much. See you in the next episode. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.